Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam
Crowley. What up? Welcome back. Let's dive into it. One of the four core components of the Momentum Code. Want to teach on that today. What are the four components? Well, I guess we should probably set that up for you. It is, number one, vision. You must have a vision in order to create momentum. And then after you have the vision, you must take some sort of congruent action with that vision. Truth be told, I mean, it can be any kind of action. Just get moving. Stop overthinking it like we talked about yesterday. Paralysis about what it should look like. It doesn't matter. Look, you are listening literally to a podcast that is grip it and rip it. No plan, no index card, no outline. It is from my heart, man. It's from my heart. I don't know. Funny thing, been able to do it for the last 14 years. Pretty, you know, it's been all right. And everything seems to be working out fine. I don't care. I don't care about getting things perfect. I don't even... That is such a freaking subjective term, and if I keep talking about this, this entire podcast is going to be on perfection, and maybe it needs to be on that. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm still talking about it a minute in, is because everybody is so caught up, and this needs to be perfect, dot the I, cross the T. Doesn't need to be that way. You're a lawyer? Yeah, sure, it needs to be perfect, absolutely, or your client's in trouble. You're an airline pilot? Yeah, you should probably be able to take off 100% of the time safely and land. That would be really good. You know, but other than that, when you're in content creation or you're an influencer or a thought leader or you're somebody out there that's coaching, consulting, speaking, I don't even care what you're doing. Hanging drywall. I use the same examples all the time, by the way. Hanging drywall. Painting. Here it is. You ready? Lawn mowing. Okay. You ready? It's just funny, man. It's the same examples I use. I don't know. I'm just so simple. Same thing. Like, it's just the same examples. It doesn't matter. People get it. You know why people get it? It's because it's easy to relate to. Everybody wants to overthink. I've got to be so much different than everybody else out there. There's no way it can be this simple. No, it really is. So you got vision is number one. The second component is action. And then those actions yield results. So that's the third component. You'd be able to measure now what happened when you took it. Doesn't even matter. Again, does not matter what happened. Good or bad, win or loss, success, failure, doesn't matter. You need something to measure so you can move forward. Funny thing is, right now I'm doing a lot of Facebook Live. So if you follow my Facebook page, Every Day is Saturday. Where can you find it? On Facebook. And I'm doing a lot of Facebook Lives because what I'm doing... It doesn't matter to me how many people are watching. I mean, I love a lot of people watching, but that's not why I do it. I don't care if there's three people watching and one of them is my wife. My kids have been known to hijack a lot of my Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives. Say, Dad's live on Instagram. Let's get it off you. But I do it for the insights, because when you click on insights, you can see who watched for 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 25 seconds. So my Facebook ads that I'm developing now are going to be targeting people who watch the video for more than 10 seconds, 25 seconds, you know, things like that. It's the only reason that I'm doing the Facebook Lives right now, and to continue to market back to the people that have shown an interest. That's it. That's an example of taking action. What's the action? The action is doing a Facebook Live. How long do I do Facebook Lives for? I don't know, 8-10 minutes, pretty much as long as this podcast is. Why do I do them? Because I'm on a big ego trip and I want to see how many people I can get to watch? No, I do it for the insight, so I can see people that have watched for 3 seconds, 10 seconds, and 25 seconds and market back to them with an offer. That's it. It's the only reason I do them. So that's action, results. And then the last thing is belief. So when you have a vision and you take action and you get results, it increases your belief or decreases your belief. But trust me, it's going to increase your belief a lot. So I want to talk about vision. component number one today, because it's really important that you get a couple things straight when it comes to your vision for your movement. LaunchWithSam.com. Go there. Book your call. LaunchWithSam.com. Go there and book your call. Let's talk about launching your vision right now. Why would you wait? It's March. It's March 5th, for crying out loud. Let's do it. So, geez, I can't believe I went almost 5 minutes without even saying the URL. So when you have that vision of launching whatever it is that you want to get going and you want to monetize that and you want to do pretty well with it, right? We all want to have some success with it. Just be real careful that the vision is not some pie in the sky thing because you read a book or saw a video or listened to a podcast of, you know, somebody who you know, said, oh, you just got to do this, that, flip that switch, and you're a millionaire. It's not going to work that way. But boy, that vision, you know what the one thing your vision has to be? It has to be positive. Okay, it obviously cannot be something where you're ho-hum and it, well, I don't know, I got a vision, but it's not real clear, and I hope, yeah, you know, maybe it'll work. No, you're done. You're done. So it must be something that's positive and also something that you believe in, like you love to do. We talked about yesterday, a lot of the things that you really enjoy doing. Don't think that you can't make a lot of money or you can't retire. You don't need to work 40 hours a week. You can work 4 hours a week. I think there was a guy that wrote a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. You can work... It doesn't need to be. So people go into entrepreneurship with the job mentality. You can't go into entrepreneurship with the job mentality. Yeah, there's going to be some times you're going to work 60 hours a week. Absolutely. Is that spent? And now, what does that look like? Does that mean you get in a car and you fight traffic for 45 minutes before you get to your 60-hour-a-week job? No. You could just go to your basement or your bedroom. And, man, we got this adjustable bed like 3 weeks ago in our master bedroom. You ever have one of these things? Like a hospital bed. And you raise it up. Let me tell you something. Best place to ever work. To write, to just work on your laptop. Wow. If you ever get a chance to get an adjustable bed if you don't have one, it really is. I mean, I wasn't about that life, but we haven't gotten a new bed. I don't even know when it was. I don't even know. 10, 15 years? I don't even know. Last time. We've had the same mattress and box spring forever. And when we went out to buy a new one, I'm like, I'm doing foam. And I love when I go, when I travel on the road and I get in like the Marriott and they got these foam beds where, oh, I don't know. It's just something about it, man. So I went out and dropped probably $3,000 on a bed. And maybe it was slightly more than that, now that I think about it. And I'm just talking about the foam mattress with the adjustable box spring. Anyway, it was really awesome. So I love to work in there now. Anyway, back to vision. Make sure your vision is something that, yeah, you might work 60 hours a week from your adjustable bed or from your couch or from your office or from Starbucks or Panera Bread, but it's not going to be like an employee mentality. So many people come into the employee mindset with, or the entrepreneurial mindset with an employee mentality. Like, the harder you work, the more money you make. It doesn't work that way. Now, it could be the harder you work, you make no money, like I did for the longest time, and a lot of entrepreneurs do for the longest time. But boy, remember these three words. Just remember these three words. Whenever you find yourself in a funk, all right, but you're doing, you know you're doing what you want to do, prime the pump. Prime the pump. What's that mean? You know, when you're pumping and pumping a well and you're pumping that well and you can't see the water and you're like, oh my God, there is no water in this well. And you're like, oh, I got to prime that pump, man. I prime that pump. And then water everywhere. That's abundance overflowing in your life when you're priming the pump. So when you're feeling discouraged or you're feeling down and you're not seeing results and you got the vision, you're taking the action, but you're not seeing the results, the belief's a little shaky, you got the vision, you're taking the action, you're not seeing the results, that vision should be of you priming the pump, all right? Don't get caught up in what your interpretation of what this journey should look like, all right? Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey is different. So many people started out when I did back in 2005 online. I remember I used to see them all in the Warrior Forum. A lot of great people in there. Some went on to be multi-millionaires, a couple billionaires in there. Others went on to go broke and gave up on their dream because it got a little too difficult. And then there's myself. I never compared myself to anybody else inside that forum, even though we all started pretty much around the same time, because everybody's journey was different. Everybody's vision was different. Everybody got different results out of the gate. It didn't matter. But all we knew one thing is that nothing was going to happen if we didn't take some sort of action. So wherever you are right now, make sure your vision is clear. It's clear. It's not clouded by self-doubt. It's not clouded by what family and friends think about you. It's not clouded about your failures of the past. It's not clouded about the bad day you had yesterday. All right? Today is a brand new day. Say it with me. Today is a brand new day. Come on, say it. Brand new day. You don't even know what today holds. It's so early in the day. And then tomorrow's the same way. Your vision should always be crystal clear. Never a doubt in your mind. You know this is what you're ordained to do. Now you step forward in faith and you take action. And then you measure the results. Just like those Facebook ads I was telling you about. You don't get caught up in were they good, bad, blah, 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 blah. You can measure that if you want to. But so many people get caught up in the bad and they don't even have any idea what good is because they were expecting great right out of the gate. That was the expectation that got them. So you can measure those results, but just be very careful. You're not comparing yourself to other people. You're not comparing it to a false vision. This has to be something congruent with what you absolutely love to do. And you'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right? Have that vision. Make sure it's crystal clear and prime the pump. Prime the pump, prime the pump, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.